The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 492, Trivia Fun. And we're going to have some fun with Mayberry Trivia tonight. Folks, every episode of Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you by the fine folks over at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Drop by over at Weavers and check out some of the great things they've got there. You can get you a Mayberry Sheriff's Badge. You can wear it and you can be Andy. You can show everybody you're the big cheese. Or you might want to get the 2019 Andy Griffith Show wall calendar, and you can currently get a combo of 18 and 19. Head over to WeaversDepartmentStore.com and check it out. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. And I want to thank the executive producer of this week's episode, the folks who attended the Mayberry Meetup back in July. Thank you for your donations, and thank you for being here with me. I'm Alan Newsom, your host here at Two Chairs No Waiting. It's always great to spend a little bit of time here in Mayberry with you and all of our friends that are listening along with us. This episode, we're going to be doing some more trivia. Last episode, we were talking about Ernest T., and I got some feedback about it. One of the things, I'm going to give you a quick one. I don't remember who it was, but it was a great point. One person told me that my theory about Ernest T. Bass, if you didn't hear it, go back and listen to episode number 491. But the theory was, you know, that he was Ernest T. Anyway, go back and listen. But the reason they said that can't be true is because Ernest T. doesn't know all of his letters in a row like that. You know, he knows A, B, C, G, D, F, but he don't know them all in a row like that. He knew other. So his whole family is like that. So they may just be random middle initials that you have to use. Maybe that's true. I thought that was a good point. And whoever made it, I'm sorry, I don't recall who it was right this moment. But that was a very good point. So anyway, we did some trivia last week about the Andy Griffith Show, and it was fairly fun and easy. So I definitely wanted us to do that a little bit tonight as well. So we're going to hear from the VW boys with the Dixie Breakdown. Ooh, thank you, VW boys. You can go over to VWboys.com and check them out. Great group, great guys. We were just with them in Troy a week or so ago. We're going to play a little trivia music, and I'm going to ask you some questions. Is everybody ready for some trivia questions? These are pretty easy ones. I got them right here in my hands. There's my paper. All right, let's go. Number one. This is an easy one. Oh, by the way, we're going to have Randy Turner right after this, so stick around. What's the name of the secret club that Opie joins? There you go. What's the name of the secret club that Opie joins? What's the name of the secret club that Opie joins? All right, if you don't want to know the answer, stop now. Folks in the chat room are already giving answers, so if you don't know it, that's fine. Don't worry about it. Pause the show, and you can come back. The name of the secret club is the Wildcats. The Wildcats. All right, number two. Who sends Barney a Christmas card that says, Merry Christmas, Barney, Parney, Pooh? Barney, Parney, Pooh? Who was it that sent Barney a Christmas card that says, Merry Christmas, Barney, Parney, Pooh? This is a great one. I love these. Barney, Parney, Pooh. The answer, pause if you don't want to know, the answer is Hilda May. Hilda May. I see the folks in the chat room are getting that one. I love Barney, Parney. Maybe just add a poo on the end of it. All right. What is the license plate number on the Mayberry squad car? Whoa, slow down. I'm sure many of you are going to get this one. What is the squad car's license plate number? All right. There's two of them. There's actually maybe three, but there's two I know. So if you give either one of them, I'll give you the right answer. See, folks in the chat room are chiming in. Pause if you don't want to know. But the license plate number of the Mayberry squad car, folks in the chat room are getting this one, is JL327. And also correct would be DC269. Okay, so those are both correct. So if you got either one of those, the DC269 was not used, but a little while. BR549 is not the correct answer, though you do get creativity points if you got that one. Next one, number four. What is the name of the highway Malcolm Tucker breaks down on? Ooh, this one's kind of hard. I don't know this one. What is the name of the highway that Malcolm Tucker, that's Mr. Tucker, breaks down on? What's the name of the highway? That's a little harder. This one's hard to me. Ooh, boy, I don't know that one. All right, so pause if you don't want to know the answer, because here it comes. Number four, the answer is, what was the name of the highway Malcolm Tucker broke down on? It was Highway 43. Highway 43. All right, nobody in the chat rooms chimed in on that either, so you're in good company if you didn't get it. Number five, what is the name of the bully that takes Opie's milk money? What's the name of the bully that takes Opie's milk money? Dopey Opie. That's not him. But what is the name of the bully that takes Opie's milk money? All right. Time's up. We're going to stop you there. Bam, time. All right. The name of the bully is Sheldon. Well, you want Sheldon. Keeps taking his money. He's mean. He's mean boy. We didn't like him. All right, number six. What was the what high school did Andy and Barney graduate from? Slow down. You'll probably get this one. What high school did Andy and Barney graduate from? Let's do the whole name so it's not just, you know. So what high school did Andy and Barney graduate from? Okay, anybody know? The answer is, drum roll please, Mayberry Union High. Victory is yours, well nigh. Extra points if you sing the song. Okay. All right. Mayberry. All right. Let's go. Not if I sing it, if you sing it. All right. Here we go. Number seven. This one's very hard. The best rock thrower in the county. Some of you buzzed in. Some of you already buzzed in. Hold on. The best rock thrower in the county is also saving up for a gold truth. Gold tooth. He declares for Charlene Darlin Walsh and ends up courting his beloved Romina. Who is he? If you don't get this, please go back to episode one of Two Chairs No Waiting and start over. Okay? You got several years worth of education.
My education.
You need to go through. All right? So, who was it that was the best rock thrower in the county?
Saving up for a gold tooth right there. And I'm declaring for you, Charlene. And end up dating Romina. Well, that was Ernest T. Bass. Ernest T. Bass, one and the same.
There you go, Ernest T. Bass. All right, number eight. What is the name of the street the duck pond is located on? Oh, boy, went from Ernest T. Bass to that question. What's the name of the street that the duck pond is located on? Why do you want to go to the duck pond at night? You can't see the ducks. I don't know. Barney's taking Thumbaloo over there. I don't get it. What is the name of the duck pond, the road, the street that the duck pond is located on? All right. The answer is Willow Lane. It's a duck pond over on Willow Lane. I didn't know that. Good job. If anybody got that, that's a good job. All right, number nine. Who is the town jinx? What's his name? He may even be in the chat room tonight. I didn't see. Who is the town jinx? Town jinx. Yep. 6 7/8. Oh, he pulled out the hat size. Friends, the town jinx was said to be Henry Bennett. Henry Bennett in our boat. Henry Bennett. No Cole Porter. How are we ever going to get to Cole Porter? All right, let's go on. Number 10. One of Andy's girlfriends is Peggy McMillan. Her father's very rich and owns a business in Raleigh. Whoa, this is hard. What is the name of the business that he owns? Oh, you ought to get some extra points on this one, but I don't think I can give you any. What's the name of the business Peggy McMillan's father owns? He's rich. He owns that business over in Raleigh. Yeah, she's a nurse, but that's not the right answer. People in the chat room. I'll read it one more time, then I'll give you the... Oh, a winner in the chat room got it right. One of Andy's girlfriends is Peggy McMillan. Her father is very rich and owns a business in Raleigh. What's the name of the business he owns? That would be R&M Grain Elevators. Lydia Crosswaith in our chat room got it correct. Congratulations, Lydia. That was really impressive. I did not get that one right. All right, so what's next? Let's see. Number 11. What are the names of the fun girls from Mount Pilot? What are the name of the fun girls?
Hello, doll.
I can't do it that well. I'd have to adjust my mixer. What is the name of the fun girls? Or what are the names of the fun girls? What are they? The answer is Skippy and Daphne. If you said Daphne and Skippy, that is also correct. All right, the number 12. Which of Andy's uncles taught him how to shoot his first 45 gun, his first gun? Which of Andy's uncles? Who was he? What was his uncle's name that taught him how to shoot his first 45? There you go. Do you know this one? It could be that he came to visit and didn't want to leave. And the answer is that was Uncle Ollie. Uncle Ollie, Andy's Uncle Ollie. That's right. Bunch of folks in the chat room chopping in and getting it right. All right, so here's what's next. What is the name of the rich widow Floyd corresponded with?
What is the name of the rich widow that Floyd corresponded with? And she comes over to see him on her way to her summer home. What's your name? My boy Andrew met her. He calls him Paul. Andrew Paul. That's right.
What's her name?
Her name is Miss Grayson. Madeline Grayson. Oh, it's a beautiful girl.
All right. Madeline Grayson is who it was. Number 14. We just got a few left. All right. Number 14. What trio, you got to name the members of the trio, what trio sings Santa Lucia? What trio sings it? Here we go. What trio sings Santa Lucia, Santa Lucia, Santa Lucia? Who sings that? Emmett says he can't think fast tonight there in the chat room. All right. What trio sings Santa Lucia? The answer is Andy. Whoa, I'm not showing the right thing on the screen. It's Andy, Barney, and Gomer. There you go. Andy, Barney, and Gomer is who sings it. There we go. Folks in the chat room, we're getting it. Good job.
Next up. Oh, this is a good one. What is the name of Floyd's only son? That's the name of his... What's his name? Floyd's son. Yeah. Yeah, he played baseball. He was the one that played baseball, I believe. Yeah, yeah. What is the name of Floyd's only son? Oh. No, it's not Milton. Who said Milton? Nat Pike. Now, Nat Pike knows the answer. He's only 4 years old or something. I don't know.
All right, folks. The answer is... Norman. His name is Norman Lawson. Norman. All right. Thank you, Floyd.
No problem.
All right. What is the name? This is number 16. What is the name of the family that is running a still at Franklin Holler? What's the name of the family that is running a still up at Franklin Holler? Who knows this one? This one's a tough one. the name of the family that is running a still up at Franklin Holler? Pause if you don't want to know the answer. The owner of the still at Franklin Holler. The name of the family is Gordon. Goober Fife in our chat room got it correct. It's the Gordon Boys. It was the Gordon Boys. That's right. Good job, Goober Fife in the chat room. How are you doing? You're listening too. I mean, are you doing good? It's good. So you can pause anytime you need to think about a question. All right. Think about your answer. Number 17. What Mayberry citizen does Andy have to evict? What Mayberry citizen does Andy have to evict? Well, actually, I think there's two answers on this. What Mayberry citizen does Andy have to evict? Oh, man. What's his name? So one of them, folks in the chat room are getting, and that was the one I have written here. Yeah, there's another one. I see two answers. There's three answers then. All right, so there's three different answers. The answers are, everybody ready? It's Frank Myers. Okay, Frank Myers. Mr. Frisbee. Right, Mr. Frisbee. Remember him? He had to kick him out because they're going to build a road through his farm. And he had Beauregard, I think, was the bird. And the third answer that I'm aware of is the Scobies. Remember, he was supposed to evict them. He didn't actually ever evict them. So maybe that's, he didn't ever evict them. He started to. And Mr. Frisbee, I'm not sure. I guess he was evicted since he was running a still out of his house. We will not sing. We will not sing. All right, let's go. That was that episode. Remember, row, row, row your butt. All right, so that was number 17. Here's number 18. A man and his partner stole a factory payroll. The man is locked up in the Mayberry jail while his partner is searched for. Barney disguises himself as a criminal and says that he's been called a lot of names, but one name no one ever called him was Tattletale. Who was the man Barney locked himself up with? That's a hard one. All right, I'll read it one more time. A man and his partner stole a factory payroll. The man is locked up in the Mayberry jail while his partner is being searched for. Barney disguises himself as a criminal, and he says he's been called a lot of names, but no one ever called him Tattletale. Who was the man that Barney locked himself up with? All right, folks in the chat room are getting it. All right, his answer, or the answer, is not Alan Melvin, but that's funny. It was Doc Malloy. Doc Malloy. Doc Malloy. I see folks in the chat room, Sam the Butcher. That's not correct. Alan Melvin is not correct. And Malloy, I'll give you that. Doc is probably not quite enough, but I'll give you that if you got Doc. So Doc Malloy was the name. All right, number 19. We got one more after this. Okay, everybody ready? According to Ernest T. Bass,
what is 9 times 2?
According to Ernest T. Bass, what is 9 times 2? Oh, I want to say this so bad. Ernest T. Bass says 9 times 2 is what? What's he say? The answer is, here you go, pause.
Too doggone much. I want to do my sentence.
That's the answer. Yeah. Too doggone much. That's the answer. Good job. I see Lydia got it in the chat room. Some folks said 50.
50. 25 and 25.
That's the answer. 50. He got that right. All right. The last question. Last question. Here we go. How many episodes were there altogether of the Andy Griffith Show, not counting the pilot? How many episodes altogether, all the episodes, how many episodes were there of the Andy Griffith Show? That's our final question. How many episodes were there? Folks in the chat room are going crazy with it. The answer is 249 episodes of the Andy Griffith Show itself. Of course, if you include the pilot, that would make it 250. And of course, then there was maybe RFD. But we were only talking about the Andy Griffith Show. So great job, folks in the chat room. Great job getting it right. I hope you enjoyed it. You know, you've been listening. You've been getting a chance to answer all these as well. So I hope you enjoyed those questions. Thanks again to the VW Boys for our background music. Oh, you got to love the background music. You got to love the VW Boys. All right, guys. I hope you did well. There were 20 questions. I see folks giving their scores in the chat room. Some of them are saying they got 18, missed two. That's pretty good. See, that's really good, actually. There was a couple of those questions that were very hard. But hopefully those were a good mix of a little bit harder and just fun to answer in general. So I hope you enjoyed it. Now, friends, we have been lucky for the last almost 2 years now, heading in that direction, to be able to hear a weekly report from our good friend, Randy Turner. And this week is no exception. So let's head over and hear it.
Welcome to This Week in Mayberry History, a report by special correspondent Randy Turner of the Gomer and Cooper Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild of the Mayberry Historical Society.
Jesse Pearson appeared in Mayberry in the color episode, A Singer in Town, playing Keevy Hazleton, a character similar to that for which he is unquestionably best known. Bobby Wayne Pearson was born on August the 18th, 1930, in Seminole, Oklahoma. Sadly, there is not a wealth of information about his early days. Bobby's grandfather was an evangelical preacher and had him sing at revivals. As an adult, Bobby took the stage name Jesse and started a singing career, primarily singing blues in clubs in the South. A New York recording executive heard him sing at a club in Texas and encouraged Jesse to come to New York to record. In 1959, Jesse released a 45 RPM on the regional KO Records in New York, with the A-side a cover of Hank Snow's I'm Movin' On. While not a hit, it did reach number 105 on the Music Vendor Pop Chart. In 1960, he recorded a couple of singles for the much larger Decca Records, but they were not released, as blues were not in style, eclipsed by rock and roll. Jesse returned to the South to perform in clubs and sent recordings of a couple of his performances back to Decca to see if they could find arrangements that would work. As fate would have it, they brought in Charles Strauss, the composer of the Broadway hit musical Bye Bye Birdie. The popular musical is based on Elvis Presley receiving his draft notice and the effect it had on his fans. The musical involves Albert, a New York songwriter played by Dick Van Dyke, who is in a predicament of what to do when his client, the singer Conrad Birdie, is drafted. His secretary, played by Cheetah Rivera, has the idea of Albert writing a song called One Last Kiss, which Conrad will sing on the Ed Sullivan Show, culminating in his bestowing one last kiss on the winner of a nationwide contest before he is shipped overseas. The girl who wins is from Sweet Apple, Ohio, where Conrad comes to film the television segment and is swamped by screaming teeny boppers. By the way, the show's creator got the idea for the musical when he saw a young rock singer lip-syncing his one-hit record repeatedly, surrounded by screaming girls, while he was standing on top of an Ohio drive-in restaurant. That singer, who eventually switched to pure country, was Conway Twitty. Taking a note from the Looney Tunes' Tweety Bird, the name Twitty was changed to Birdie, and Conway to Conrad. When Strauss heard Jesse's recordings at Decca, he suggested he might be a good candidate to take the role of Conrad Birdie in a national tour being mounted of the Broadway show. Jesse got the part and spent a year on a national tour. He was then cast in the 1963 film version, his debut. His singing was also heard on the album of the film's soundtrack. Jesse had a limited acting career, appearing in series from McHale's Navy to Bonanza. He appeared most often on Death Valley Days, playing six different characters between 1964 and his final acting performance in 1970. His two most memorable TV roles involved his playing a character similar to Conrad Birdie, Johnny Polk in The Beverly Hillbillies in 1964 and Keevy Hazleton in The Andy Griffith Show in 1966. In the late 1960s, Jesse worked as a secretary for singer and poet Rod McEwen, and eventually narrated several album projects for McEwen, one of which resulted in Jesse finally receiving a gold record. Sadly, Jesse developed cancer at a young age and passed away at the age of only 49 in 1979. Well, that's it for this week. Thanks for listening, and remember to take Andy's advice and go out there and act like somebody.
Thank you so much, Randy. That's a great report. And if you'd like to make sure you don't miss any of Randy's reports, send an email to turnersgrade@gmail.com and get on his mailing list. It's absolutely amazing. Go over there and check it out, turnersgrade@gmail.com. Randy, thank you so much for being a part of the show. We always enjoy that. I hope you have enjoyed it. This got me inspired.
Mayberry Union High.
Okay, sing along, since we were hearing that as a trivia question.
Is yours, well, not. We'll hit the line for points every time. The orange and blue will try. And when the victory's won, you'll be our favorite son. Proud waves your banner in the sky. Mayberry Union High. Mayberry
Union High. Ah, folks, there we are. Mayberry Union High. Wave that banner high. You can get you a banner over at Weavers. Folks, I hope you have enjoyed this episode of Two Chairs, No Waiting. I would love to hear from you. It's always great to just be a part of the show and to hear some of what you have to say. This week, you can send me an email, or any week, at floyd@imavery.com. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415. Head over to twochairsnowaiting.com to the contacts button, and you'll be able to see that. So since I'm inspired by this week's show, this the end of tonight's show, we're going to play a couple, well, all three versions of My Hometown. First, The Way It Should Be.
My hometown is the greatest place I know, where the neighbors I find are gentle and kind, and the living easy and slow. My hometown is the only place to be. Here the worries are small, and the kids grow tall, and strong, and healthy, and free. It's my hometown, my hometown.
Isn't that nice? So to end the show, though, we're going to hear from Keevy. Since we were talking about him tonight, we want to hear his version, the slow one. I have the fast one. Oh, no, stop that. Stop. Oh, my gosh. What was that? So let's end the show with a slow version. And, folks, have a great week. And give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. We'll talk to you later. And sing along if you know it.
My hometown is the greatest place I know, where the neighbors I find are gentle and kind, and the living easy and slow. My hometown is the only place to be. Here the worries are small, and the kids grow tall and strong and healthy and free. It's my hometown, my
night, folks.